Welcome everybody, Shin number 868, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are trying to move through Simin Reish Ches, the second half, which talks about the Bracha Me'en Shalish, Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking, if somebody makes an Ala Michya, Ala Weitz, Ala Gefen, whatever it might be, we spoke about last year if the pay raise, if the fruits from the Shivas Aminim are from Eretz Yisrael, how to work. And now the question is, we say, what do we say for Shabbos? Is there something extra to say for Shabbos over there? Just like we say Ritzei, right? Is there something extra to say for Yom Tov, for Rosh Chodesh, like we say Alef Yovei? What do we say in our Al HaMichya? Or what about Al HaGefen or Al HaEitz? Do we say anything extra? And if we forget to say it, do we have to say over? How does it work? And what is it all about? Okay, so that's the next Sif, the Sif Yud Beis. Now, so the Mechaber tells us, just to start off the halacha, it's actually we skipped Yod Aleph, but we'll come back to that, B'li Neder, Bezrus Hashem. So he says like this, Maskirim ba me'ein hama'oira, b'Shabbos, v'yom tov, v'resh chodesh. We say there is something extra to say in the Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish. When we say Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish, I want to make it clear, we're talking about either Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz, or Al HaGefen. So it includes all three, right? So we don't have to keep on repeating that. So what we say, there's something extra for Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh. But what about Bechanukah? Do I say anything extra for Chanukah? No. Avaloi Bechanukah b'Purim. Bechanukah and Purim, we do not add something extra into the Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalish. Just on the spot, the Mishnah Berurah tells us why do we add into the let's say our Al HaMichya, for example, right? Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish. And Al HaMichya, we know we add for something for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, which we'll get to shortly. But why don't we add for Chanukah or for Purim? What is that any different than Rosh Chodesh? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us on the spot in Sif Katan Nun Tes, Hod Afilu Bebirchas Hamazon, even in benching itself. As far as Chanukah and Purim goes, is any mechuyev lahaskir mitzad hadin. Mitzad hadin, according to the letter of the law, if you want to call it, technically we don't really say even though we say al anisim, right, and by Chanukah and by Purim, but this mitzad minhaga, he says, mitzad minig, v'kal naka minig klal al zel. Here this bechlal, there's no minig in reference to adding it into the al hamechua and bracha achas mein shalish. That's one of the reasons we don't say over benching in case somebody forgot Al Anisim, right? As we know, benching sometimes if you forgot the Aleph Yavi, depending on the case, you would say over. So, and if you forgot Ritzei, actually, you'll say also say over, right? So it's a little bit different. Alt Medina and Min Haga. Okay, so just backtracking a minute to Sifkat Nun Ches. So what do we say, right? What do we say? Where do we say it? He says, tells us the Mishnah Berurah. And he says in Sifkat Nun Zayin, he says, Bein Al Mina Mezonis, Bein Al Yain, Bein Al Peris Aris, any one of the three, this is what you have to add. He says, Hainu in Nun Ches, Sifkat Nun Ches, Hainu Koidim Shayma Kiyata Shem Toiv Metiv. In general, what we do is before we say the words in the Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish, let's say, for example, Al HaMichya, before we're going to say Ki Ato Hashem Toiv Meitiv, before we say that, Yomer B'Shabbos, Ritzevach Litzenim V'Yomer Shabbos Hazeh. That's what we're going to say. We're going to say on Shabbos, Ritzevach Litzenim V'Yomer Shabbos Hazeh. And V'Yom Tov, we're going to add, when we make a Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish, V'Yom Tov, we're going to add V'Zachrinu L'Toiv B'Chag Pleini Hazeh. We'll fill in Pleini, meaning whatever the Yom Tov is. Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, whatever it is. We're going to say in our Bracha Achas Me'en Shalish, right? Somebody's making, let's say, Ala Michya, for example. So in Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say, that's what we're going to add in. Okay, just real quickly to go through them from the sitter inside. So we said, right? So again, it's done before the Ki'at Hashem, Zachrein L'Toyva, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Samchene B'yom Chagamatzah, says on Pesach, right? And the Shavua says, now what about on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say, Zachrein L'Toyva, B'yom Hazikorein Hazeh, on Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot, we say, Samchene B'yom Chagamatzah, Chagasukkot says, and then on Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, depending on where you live, Samchene B'yom Shmini Atzeres, Hachag, Chag Hazeh. So those are the fill-ins, basically. And again, before the words Ki Ata Hashem type. Now, what about if I forgot? I forgot. What should I do? I'm making my Al HaMichya on my cookies and cakes, or I'm making my Al HaEitz on my grapes that I ate, right? Or I'm making my Al HaGefen on my wine that I drank, but I forgot to say, it's Pesach though, I forgot to say, well, Pesach, there's not going to be cookies, you're not going to say Al HaMichya so much, although, unless you eat kebrux. Okay, we're not going to get into all that right now. But let's say on Shavuos, right? On Shavuos, so I'm making my brachachs mayan cholish, I forgot to say Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. What do I do now? What about on Shabbos? I forgot to say Ritzei Vachalitzeinu, not Ritzei, I'm benching. If you forgot, you have to say it over again, by the way. Not by Shalosh Sudas, but by the first two meals, you do have to say it over again. But what about in my, I ate cookies and cake, now I'm making my Yalla Michiev, I forgot to say Ritzei Vachalitzeinu B'yom Shabbos Hazeh, before Kiyat Hashem, I forgot to say it, should I say over my Al HaMichya or not? So tells us the Mishbur B'di'evet, afilu loy hizkir meyein hama'oira, B'di'evet, if you forgot to say it, afilu loy hizkir meyein hama'oira, is yotza, you would still be yotza. I forgot, which I do, it's still yotza, you would not have to go back and re-say it again. B'di'evet, afilu loy hizkir meyein hama'oira, is yotza. Okay, so we do not say it again. So, okay, so that's the bottom line. In the Sharetzion, he just brings down a couple of reasons why. Well, I know by Ritzei and Shabbos, I say it again. Why don't I say it again, my Al HaMichya on Shabbos, if I forgot to say that small piece over Ritzei V'achotein B'yom Shabbos Hazeh? So he brings down, first and foremost, the Eina, he brings down, Kamen Taim B'zeh, Echad, he says, the Ha'Eina in Sifkot and Samach, there's no chiyuv to eat, right? You ate cookie, cake and cookies to make Al HaMichya, there's no chiyuv. So by the sudais, we know that there's a chiyuv, right? By Ritzei, regular benching, there's a chiyuv to eat. So over there we say over, but over here there's no chiyuv to eat, right? You ate some grapes, fine. So you had to make an Al HaEitz. But there's no chiyuv to eat it. Very nice, you ate. So therefore, we don't say it. That's one reason. Then he says, actually some poskim who chalkum esfirul adain tzarich lasker klal. You don't have to say it at all. Of course, we do say it. But the bottom line is, be it as it may, if somebody forgot to say one of those fill-ins before the kiyat hashmeh, before kiyat hashem, so then one would not repeat their bracha achas mi'ein shalish. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.